Demas Shakarian with John and Elizabeth Sherrill. The Happiest People on Earth. Read by Hanno Herzler
and Anhelena Schlüter. Foreword.
It was a grey December day in 1960 when we pulled our station wagon into the next to last parking place in front of the President Hotel in Atlantic City. Seconds later, a travel-worn Cadillac with California license plates turned into the space beside us, and out climbed a big man in a broad-brimmed Stetson. He stuck out a huge, work-scared hand. "I'm Demas Shakarian," he said. He stepped around to the other side of his car and held the door for a pretty, dark-haired woman. "And this is my wife, Rose." We explained to them that we were reporters for Guideposts magazine, assigned to investigate speaking in tongues, adding quickly that we were here just to look. We had quite a look. The President Hotel was the scene that week of a regional convention of an organization called the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International, of which Demas was the founder and president. Thousands had come to Atlantic City from all over the eastern seaboard, some to meet this same farm-tanned man in the Stetson hat, some to exchange stories about what the Holy Spirit was doing in their lives, and some, like us, just to look, a little fearfully and more than a little skeptically. "Watch out for emotionalism," we warned each other. Shouting, arm-waving, frenzied testimonies, the time-worn techniques for whipping a large crowd into a state of excitement. We watched, and nothing of the sort occurred. From the front of the hotel ballroom, Demas conducted the meetings with the hushed sensitivity of one who listened for a voice we could not hear. Instead of the chaos we expected, a restrained and orderly joy governed the convention. Having armored ourselves against assaults that did not come, we had no defense against the love we actually encountered. And that week, we, along with hundreds of others, began our own walk in the Spirit. In the 15 years since that December, we have followed the Pentecostal movement in many parts of the world, because we found this is where the good stories are, the excitement, the changed lives, the reality in the church today. And as we did, we began to notice an interesting thing. Wherever we talked to people whose faith was alive, men and women, kids and old people, Roman Catholics and Mennonites, time after time the story would begin with this extraordinary group of businessmen and a dairy farmer from Downey, California, named Demas Shakarian. How was it possible, we kept asking ourselves, that this shy, inarticulate man with a slow, gentle smile, a man who never seems to hurry, never seems to know today where he'll be tomorrow, could be having such an impact on millions of people? We decided to interview him to find out. This was easier decided than done. Demas might be in Boston, or Bangkok, or Berlin, and Demas doesn't answer his mail. But over the past 4 years, we've managed a number of visits. Demas and Rose came east to see us. Later, we met in a friend's chalet in Switzerland. We worked in Monaco and Palm Springs. We talked in cars and airports and Armenian restaurants. Best of all was the time we spent with Demas and Rose at their home in Downey, the same small house they built in 1934 when their first child was born. Demas' father's house is next door, empty since his dad's death. It's a lot grander place with a lot more room, but Demas and Rose, well, there are certain memories in that smaller house. And gradually we began to grasp Demas' secret. Part of it his family brought with them from Armenia. This oldest Christian nation is also the one which has suffered most for its faith. And out of suffering has come insight. But it's an insight bigger than any race or nation. It's a secret every one of us needs to know, for when we do, as Demas says, no matter what the condition of the world around us, we will be the happiest people on earth. John and Elizabeth Sherrill, Chosen Books, Lincoln, Virginia, in November 1975.